Welcome to the Data Up Podcast. My name is Brian Ward, the creator and host of the Data Up Podcast. I am a coach, Marine Corps veteran, speaker, husband, and you guessed it, a dad. Are you ready to be inspired to be the best dad you can be for your family? This show will provide you with the tips, tools, and strategies to do just that. Are you a dad just going through the motions? Or are you looking to really elevate your dad game to the next level? Truth is, it is a blessing to be a dad. This is a responsibility we must take seriously. In the end, how do you want to be remembered? I hope you want to be remembered as a phenomenal dad. Your legacy starts in the home, not outside the home. If you're really ready to elevate your dad game, then make sure you bang that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. Now, let's get started. Dad up. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Parenting Pep Talk, where it's just me and you. I do this once every other week. I do episodes like this where I just talk to you about tips and strategies and things like that. So it's, you know, in addition to, you know, the interviews that I do with guests, but, you know, I do this a couple times a month, just as an additional incentive for you to take, you know, advice or tips or strategies and implement them into your own life as a parent. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about something that I've noticed that has gone on more and more with, you know, parents and kids and parents towards our kids. And that is really teaching our kids how to be accountable for their mistakes, how to own their mistakes. And I did a post on this just a couple days ago, but I thought it'd be important for me to just kind of touch on it just a little bit more to really help you. So, you know, if you want, you can take some notes. If not, you can just listen to this episode again. It's not going to be very long, but I just want to be able to provide something to you that would be useful. You know, teaching our kids about owning their mistakes is an important part of personal growth. I mean, it's an important part of development for them. And so I want to give you some key points to consider. And I've kind of numbered these and got them kind of categorized in a certain order. But number one, you know, we know this from the very beginning that it is super important for us as parents to lead by example. That's in everything that we do. That's not just for owning our mistakes. It is important for us to lead by example in everything that we do because we're raising these children to eventually be good human beings and be good members of society. And we want them to strive to be that. We want them to strive to be successful in everything that they do, whether it's raising a family, running a business, working in corporate America, going to church, developing good relationships, good friendships. So children learn from their parents. And so it's crucial to model taking responsibility for our own actions. I've done that many times in my life. And I have to be honest, you know, in the very beginning when my boys were younger, that's not something that I did that often. It was like, I had the mindset, like my parents had the mindset. It was the old school thinking is that it's my way or the highway. Like if I mess up, it's not my issue. And we have to teach our kids that, you know what? It's okay. Yes, I messed up and I'm going to own that responsibility and I'm going to do whatever I can to not make that same mistake again. We're not perfect. We were sent here by God as completely imperfect people and sinful people. We're going to make mistakes. But what do we learn from those mistakes? And we have to show our kids, we have to basically show them that it's okay to make errors and that owning up to them is basically a sign of maturity and integrity. So that's number one. It's really important to lead by example. And like I said, lead by example in everything that we do. And number two, we want to be able to create a safe, non-judgmental environment. I think I've talked about this before on my show, but just to kind of give you an example, my wife and I have always told our boys that no matter what you do or don't do, you can always come to us in our home and talk to us. You can have that safe environment. We consider our home a safe place for you to come and express yourself and tell us how you're feeling, tell us what's going on. And you know, at times it was tough. At times there were certain struggles that we had to kind of face as parents. You know, as our young boys started to become teenagers and they started to get that little independence, there were some things that we kind of had to, you know, dig a little deeper in through conversation to get them to open up to us. That's normal. But my boys knew that, hey, and I've said this before too. Listen, my boys played sports their whole lives. You guys know that. But I always related it to a sport. And I would say things like, listen, I'm on your team. I'm on your side. I'm backing you up. So if you've done something wrong or you've made a mistake, come talk to me and we can help work through it. We can help figure out how to overcome it and help you through that challenge or that mistake. Now, I've told them this. It doesn't mean I'm not going to be disappointed. Does not mean I'm not going to be disappointed. My wife and I have told them, we may be disappointed in the things that you do or don't do, but it absolutely means we do not love you any less. We still love you the same. And so we want you to feel safe in our home to come and talk to us when you have something going on in your life, whether good or bad. So we wanted to create that safe, non-judgmental environment. And that's important for your kids because if they don't feel like it's safe to come to you and talk to you in their own home, they're going to seek outside sources. They're going to run to, you know, these vices to kind of help take care of them, or to kind of mask the things that they're going through. So please, parents, create that safe space in your home and create that safe environment that your kids can come to and feel okay with sharing something that they're going through. The third thing is we want to teach them problem-solving skills. And this doesn't have to be just mistakes on the, you know, problems that they have and teaching them how to get through it. This could be any type of skill in life, right? We want to be able to teach our kids how to survive in the world when they become independent adults, when they're out on their own, they're away from mom and dad, they basically flew the nest, right? We want to be able to teach them life skills to get them through the rest of their lives. And when it comes to problems in particular, we want to help our children understand that the consequences of their mistake, and we want to guide them. We want to lead them through the process of finding the solutions to those mistakes. We want to encourage them to think critically, brainstorm ideas, and even learn from the experiences that they went through. And one way that we can really show that to them is through, like I said, number one, leading by example. So that's another key area. Teach problem-solving skills to your kids because that won't just help them in challenges that they face in life, but that'll help them in anything that they face in life, whether it's in their career, in their business, in their family life growing up, you know, when they have kids and have a family. All those things apply. So teach them those problem-solving skills is super important. And another thing that I want to talk about is fostering accountability. So what do I mean by that? We want to encourage our child or our children to take ownership of their actions by asking them questions. And these aren't just closed-ended questions. These are open-ended questions such as, what did you learn from that mistake? What did you gain? What did you understand from that mistake that you made? And what could you do differently in the future? What can you do differently next time? If we, by chance, make that same mistake again, which we can and do and will do, like I said, we're imperfect. So if we make that same mistake again, what are we going to do in the future to correct it? And that's how we learn and foster that accountability and learn through that process. It's like a, you know, it's like mixing a soup or a stew. It's like we want to mix that up and then figure out what the masterpiece is going to be, how it's going to turn out. And it's the same thing with fostering accountability. When we make mistakes, we need to know what to do in the future and how to fix it. This helps them reflect on their behavior and develop basically a sense of responsibility. And that goes back to what I was saying again with, you know, you're creating a safe environment and also creating problem-solving skills. We want to be able to help them develop a sense of responsibility. Super important. Another thing is I want to encourage my kids, and you should do the same with yours, is we want to encourage resilience. Mistakes can be valuable learning opportunities, right? We know that as adults, when we make mistakes, we learn from those, we grow from those, and those that don't learn and grow from the mistakes really struggle in life. And we want to be able to teach our kids to learn from our mistakes and use them as valuable learning opportunities. So we want to teach our child that setbacks are basically a natural part of life. And resilience is about bouncing back and trying again, getting up and doing it again, getting up and continuing to move forward. You know, we hear the old, analogies. When you get knocked down, when your back is on the floor, when your back is on that mat in the ring, get up, continue to fight, continue to move forward. That's how you get stronger. That's how you get better. We want to help them develop a growth mindset. In order to do that, we need to teach them that, hey, yeah, this is a struggle. This is a fight. This is hard. But we're going to fight through it. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving forward. I do a lot of running. Now, this is kind of separate from a problem, right? But I do a lot of running. And there are those days when I'm hitting those miles that my legs just go, yo, we're done. As a matter of fact, I just had it just a few days ago. I was out on an 8 mile run and my legs were saying, we're done. My brain was telling my legs, hey guys, we're done. We're going to shut this thing down for the day. And I just felt this urge over me. I'm being dead serious. I felt this urge over me. It's like, no, wait a minute. You don't control me. I control what I do. And yes, you can think that, but I'm going to power through this because it's better for me to do that than to give up. I don't want to be a failure on this run. So I'm going to continue to power through. And guess what? I kind of talked my mind out of it and said, no, we're going to continue to power through. And my last mile 8, was the fastest I've ran in years because I knew I had to keep going and power through. Same thing with our kids. Teach them that resilience. Hammer it home to them. Help them develop that, like I said, that growth mindset. Emphasize that mistakes don't define them, but rather provide opportunities for growth. So important. And last, listen. We want to provide support and guidance. My boys knew we have such a good bond. My wife and I have such a good bond with our boys that they know we are always like they're out of the house. My younger son's in senior in college. My older son is out he's completely in another state and he's living with a buddy. And they're just, he has a good job, a freaking phenomenal job, making good money, and he's independent. But they still call us for advice. They still call us when they have something they need to talk about. We just had it the other day when my older son called me and his mom and said, hey, I have something that I want to share with you. I'm kind of struggling what to do about it. And I need to kind of figure it out. I'm hoping maybe I could bounce some ideas off you. Sure. Now listen, my son called us the other day. He's 25 years old. He's a grown man. He can do what he wants, right? We can share our advice with him based on our experiences that we have gone through in our own life. We can share our advice with him and tell him what we think would be the appropriate next steps. Wasn't anything he did wrong. It was actually really good news, but he wasn't sure how to go forward with it. And so my wife and I did that. We shared our experiences. I gave him several examples of my experiences in life that were similar to what he's going through. And we talked about it. And my son said, he goes, wow, okay. Thank you guys very much for hearing me and providing the guidance. And yeah, I'm going to give it some thought tonight. I told him to pray about it. I told him to, do a pros and cons kind of sheet. And I told him to really pray about it and see what God brings to him. And then the next day I told him the next day, when you get up, see what your heart's telling you, see what God's telling you to do. And he did that. And the next day he made a great decision. And it was just because of he took action on it. Yes, he took action on that. He didn't have to listen to me. He didn't have to listen to his mom. He could hear our advice and go, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm gonna do my own thing. That's okay. That's okay. But I wanted him to know that we're always there to support you if it doesn't go the way that you wanted it to go, or you change your mind and do something different than what we suggest. I'm all on board, dude. I am on your team. I'm here to support you. So if that's the decision you go with, great. If not, if you follow our advice, that's great too. So that was the kind of support and guidance that we provided to our boys their entire lives, their entire lives. So you want to offer your child guidance and support them as they navigate through different mistakes, navigate through challenges, right? It's kind of this, you know, it's like a wave, you know, they got these ups and these downs throughout their life, all throughout their life, even including into adulthood. And we want to make sure we're there to provide that guidance and that support. That's our job, especially when they hit adult years. That is our job. Our job is not to parent them anymore. Heavenly Father loaned me my two boys, loaned my wife and I our two boys to raise under his watch. Now that they're adults, my being a parent to them is essentially ended. Now I'm just a parent that provides guidance and support when they need it. And I'm good with that. They're good with that. And they understand they can come to us for that kind of support and guidance, just like my son did the other day. Offer advice, share your own experiences, just like I did, right? And help them develop strategies to avoid making the same errors in the future, like we did, like I talked about with encouraging resilience, right? So it's super important. Those are just some, you know, those are, I don't know, 5 or 6 tips that I just wanted to share with you and acknowledge you as parents and just say, hey, keep fighting, encourage your resilience in you as a parent, keep moving forward. You're doing a remarkable job. You're not perfect. You don't know how to be the perfect parent. There's only one perfect parent and he happens to live upstairs. And we need to understand that, hey, we're not perfect. I'm not a perfect dad. My wife's not a perfect mom. But you know what? We're going to do everything we can to make sure that our boys know that we will do everything possible to be as perfect as we can, as long as we own our mistakes, like I've talked about, and they know we love them, guide them, and support them in everything that they do. Remember, teaching our kids about owning their mistakes is a gradual process that requires patience and understanding. We want to, by fostering that positive and supportive environment, you can help your child basically develop important life skills and become accountable for their actions, especially when they get into that adulthood and they're out on their own. Parents, this has been another episode of Parenting Pep Talk. I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope you have taken some notes. And if you didn't, if you missed out on a couple things or you need to just kind of refresher, always make sure you go back and listen to the episode. It's only, you know, 15, 16, 17 minutes long, something like that. But I do these, like I said, every other week. And if you have questions about what I talked about today, please feel free to reach out to me. Send me a DM and ask me a question. I'll be more than happy to answer it as best as I can. Like I said, I'm not a perfect parent. I consider myself a professional parent because I've been a parent for 25 years, but I'm not a perfect parent. So I can do my best to answer any questions you have. I think this is an important topic for us to really hit home. That's why I wanted to talk about it. So you guys are doing great. You guys are doing amazing. And listen, if you're not yet subscribed to my show, please make sure you do that so you don't miss any of the awesome guests that I have on every other week and any of the awesome parenting pep talks that I do every other week. So make sure you guys are subscribing so you don't miss any of those. And as always, I look forward to seeing you all on the next episode of Dad Up. Wow, another amazing episode in the books. So much was shared, and I'm truly grateful my guest was able to pour into you to help you elevate your dad game and really dad up. Make sure you bang that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And while you're here, please don't forget to leave me a rating and a review. I always appreciate the feedback. Also, did you know you can watch the video interview of this episode? You can by simply going to my YouTube channel at Dad Up Podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel. And one last thing, don't forget, your role as a dad is one of the most important roles you have. So if you need a little help or have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me on my website at daduptribe.com or at my Instagram page at Dad Up Podcast. Until next time, everyone, Dad Up.